This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Seattle sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Okay, so, hey ladies!
Hey ladies!
Hey!
So welcome back to another episode of Seattle.
She's in the Pod.
How are you doing? Hope you're all good. Hope you haven't missed us too much
in
the past couple weeks.
hope you enjoyed the last episode. We just did about Shadi's new married life and the wedding and everything like that. It was a fun episode. And this is the first time we've seen her since the day after the wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Which was over a month ago. That was the last time when we recorded that episode.
So it was
a nice time to catch up.
I have to laugh about this year.
This is just a random memory I have, guys. I know Shana's gonna kill me for saying this.
Oh gosh.
We were getting back. We were after the wedding, the white wedding. We were in the lift, and it was me with Shade, Jay, Jabril, and Sam. And I don't know if Shade remembers because she might have been a bit like tipsy.
I didn't remember being in the lift.
She was wearing a hat, and she was like, "Guys, look at my wig."
She took her hat off, because she was wearing a Sewer Love hat.
And she took the hat off. And guys, the wig was literally halfway down her head. I remember being in the lift and actually falling to the ground of laughter. Like,
I could not believe my wig. That's what's actually quite scary because imagine if the hat fell off, oh my god.
We thank God it didn't. God's grace is upon your life.
That would have been bad.
Too funny. But I can't even look at myself.
Just covering the phone like this.
I'm trying to find a video of you, but
I just remember laughing. Because she couldn't drive her car.
Jabril drove her car back.
She was laying down in the back seat. What do you mean? Jen was taking a kid.
Jen had fun. He was like, are you sure you don't want me to drive?
He was like, are you sure? Let me drive. Like, she was like, she was just there chatting away. She was like, and then she just relaxed in the back seat. I was like, is that Jen?
Where's it, this video? I have this one.
Which one is this?
This is the one I was. I don't remember this. Oh no, you didn't make it.
I'm on the floor.
I'm gonna send me everything. I'm on the floor. You can see it in the video. Send me. Oh my god, send me everything. No, I'm literally so bad one minute, and the next minute I'm here. I'm literally crying with laughter because I don't remember. I was gone. That was too funny. But anyways, guys,
I feel like we're gonna have these moments where we're just gonna remember random things. Because it was like how many months ago now? Two months ago. But first of all, last episode of the season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know we were only back for a few episodes, but the break we did take wasn't necessarily planned. Because there's a lot going on. And so now we're taking a break that will be more structured around when we, like, you know, come back into the new season and stuff like that, and just proper planning, which we haven't been able to do in a long time, which is why we've been so quiet on socials and etc. So, last episode, But we thank you guys for sticking with us anyways.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We've neglected y'all. Still been messaging us, still interacting. So we appreciate that. And yeah, we're going to get straight into this week's episode. This week, we want to talk about the infamous title or phrase of female or women empowerment.
That whole
rhetoric narrative, narrative. And you know, we've always branded ourselves as a female empowerment podcast. But I don't know, it's weird. I feel like over the years, it's weird because I feel like we've all done things where we've worked with women and stuff like that. And I don't know if it's more so just the phrasing, because I feel like ultimately it's what we do and it's what our intentions are about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it's not necessarily about, I don't like that. I think there's just people that don't like the word or the wording. Mm. But how do you feel about, like, for you, what does female empowerment mean? And how do you feel like, from what you feel like it means, how do you feel like it shows itself up in today's society? Like, what does it look like today? Has it changed? Has it evolved? Has it gone backwards? Shade?
I'm thinking. So if I'm honest, and I don't know why this is happening, but I almost cringe out when I hear female empowerment, or when I like see certain things, and I didn't used to because that I was so passionate about it, and I still am passionate about like women in society just being who they want to be. But I feel like it's become something else now, 100%. And it's become a lot of things that I don't really agree with. I won't 100%. Go into detail, but there's just a lot of things that it's now change to, and I'm just not sure if I'm still aligned
100%.
With what female empowerment now is.
I agree.
Female empowerment is still a very profound thing, but it can also be abused, you know.
100%.
It can be not as positive as I think it was supposed to be. You know,
definitely.
So I don't know, how do you feel, Jen?
I think for me, I still don't have an issue with it. I do liken it to, you know, when people ask, oh, are you a feminist? Some people will be like, oh, no, I'm not a feminist. I don't agree with it. I still say that I am because of what it means to me. It's the same thing with female empowerment. What it means to me is about creating a community, supporting one another, uplifting one another. But I do understand that over the years, it's changed from just being all about community to setting some sort of standard around what a powerful woman is supposed to look like. That's where, like, you know, the girl bosses and boss babes like sort of came out of. And I think that's probably why people now have this negative connotation with it, because it's not just about supporting people now. Now it's about saying, oh, this is what it looks like. This is what you have to be or have to do in order to be seen as a successful woman. So in that sense, I don't sort of agree with people who take on that sort of narrative. But for me, I would hate for, you know, female empowerment or even that phrase to sort of be likened to sort of negative experiences. Hence why I still try to keep that. But I do get, like, it's much more now than just saying the phrases. It's about how you sort of embody that as well. So I try to incorporate it into, like, what I do. You know, in terms of when I talk to women, in the talks I do with Sasa.
Yeah, because you're instead still of very just like, much involved in, you know, apart from She's in a Pod, in your own initiatives. So, you know, I guess you're still very much in that world. What is it like now? Like, what are you seeing? What are the trends you're now seeing when you go to your talks and things?
I think now it's, and like I said, now it's more, there's two sides, I think. I think, obviously, I can't sort of deny the whole, I don't even know how to explain it, but the term girl boss derived from, like, you know, white women. Sort of, you know, having this sort of, you know, view about how they should be and everything. So I think from my point of view, as a Black woman, and I'm sure with other people as well, like, we couldn't sort of relate to that in a sense. It was capped. Yes, we could work hard. Yes, we could do all these things. But at the end of the day, the image of the girl boss was still a white lady.
Wasn't there a book called
what's her name? Something Amarisa?
Sophia. She's the lady that owned Nasty Girl.
That's it. And then, like,
and she started a whole movement and a whole thing on it.
But I think, like, now, You know, I'm see obviously with the podcast that we do, but then there's like other platforms like Stackworld,
Black Ballad.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that still embodies female empowerment.
It's just that they don't have to announce it or say
they don't have to, you know. And it's changing that narrative that for some reason, you know, it's always likened to a white woman. That now it could be anyone from any race, different shapes, different races, and you know. Is a lot more inclusive, but I think that's the space that I try to involve myself in the most. But it's difficult. It's very difficult because female empowerment sometimes it can seem, you know, disingenuous. Like, is it just about empowerment, or is it more about 100%. Like creating a clique?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of women do like brunches, but it's for, well, they say it's for, you know, professional women that, you know, but the type of people that go there, you can kind of tell it's for a certain caliber. They want a certain caliber of people. Yeah. They want a certain look. Yeah. They want the people in the finance jobs, in the professional jobs that are on six figures, that look a certain way, that can afford certain things. That's what I'm seeing more of.
Yeah, 100%.
And I don't like that.
Yeah,
because it creates that false narrative. Oh, you know, I'm empowering women, but no, you're only trying to empower or attract a certain type of women.
Or women.
Yeah.
So what is that really female empowerment?
Yeah.
Is that really genuine? If you just want, you know, a certain caliber of people, like you said, that's the things that cringe me out a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that you're pretending to
just for
show, you know, just you want a certain aesthetic, you want a certain look, you don't really care about women, because if you did, it would be open to all types of people.
I read this, I should have brought it here with me. I think there was an article, there's two things, one on Glossier and then the other on you know, The Wing.
Yes.
Is it The Wing?
I haven't heard of The Wing.
I think they
have like offices.
They tried to launch one here,
co-working spaces.
But again, it still had that sort of narrative of like, you know, female empowerment. Yeah. And with Glossier as well, like, I mean, they're a makeup company, but again, just how they sort of presented themselves. I think maybe now they're trying to be more inclusive, but back then anyway, so it was just full of white women. Yeah. It had that sort of aesthetic. You know, we did that episode on, was it luxury? Was it black?
Black Girl Luxury.
What was the last thing?
It was two episodes ago.
Yeah. Like, basically, like having a particular look. Clean girl aesthetic.
Clean girl aesthetic. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyways, like now, more recently, both of those brands, especially Glossier and Girlboss, have been like under attack, basically saying, I think now people are realizing how detrimental it is to have that sort of narrative.
Yeah,
spread, especially to young girls who are looking up to these brands.
Yeah.
And basically saying that it's a very gated community. 100%. There's no sort of like, oh, it's an open door policy.
It's almost like Real Housewives of Female Empowerment. That should be the title. It's I don't know. I think for me, when I discover brands or projects or initiatives and it has like, oh, we're a female empowerment, this, I immediately think, okay, but what are you actually doing? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because my thing is, and it's funny, I was talking to someone yesterday on the phone about this, because obviously I used to do these events and stuff like that. And one of the reasons why I stopped was just life. But another reason is because I think I want to pride myself in being the most authentic person, like, you know what I mean, that I know, in my opinion. And I don't want it to be a thing where I'm just putting on events, or I'm just putting out these resources or doing these little cute things just to make myself feel good, in a sense. And it's not, there's no impact. It's like performance over impact.
That's it.
It's look over impact.
Yeah.
Like, to me, you know, my version of what female empowerment, take away the word, but what it is meeting up with a few girls in the park and having a little picnic and just having a day where we're just encouraging each other, we're just sharing. That doesn't look you know, aesthetically pleasing.
You don't have to have
You don't have to have a brunch
stand.
Pictures, and you're wearing red bottoms.
Jo Malone gift bags.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's just genuine.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it's still. I'm not saying that those things are bad because we love a bit of luxury. Who doesn't, right? Yeah. We love that, but I do feel like it's authenticity, and to me, I don't see that as well from the people that, for example, Black Ballads. Like, we know the faces, the people who lead that, but they're not, in terms of like the content and stuff they put out, they're not at the forefront of that, right?
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes it's like, if you're going to choose to put your face, and you're going to choose to say, this is like, I am leading this and I want people to know me, I think there's a level of authenticity and transparency and vulnerability that you have to have.
Yeah.
Don't just be out here taking photo shoots with white suits and red bottoms. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Who are you?
It's true.
What's your why?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's, I'm not connecting with people's whys these days. Sorry,
that's
right.
Yeah, he's
not
about I'm to not cry. Connected.
No, I think it's the aircon.
I'm just done.
I'm not connected with people's whys.
Yeah,
like, I don't see it. I don't feel it, and it just feels.
That's the key.
Yeah,
because like people like, let's say Melissa.
Yeah,
she's. I think for me, I speak for myself. Like, I'm definitely inspired by her. Yeah, she gives she that luxury aesthetic. Yeah. But you know what her why is? Mm. She gives that side of you, side of her. Where
and she's quite authentic and very
real.
Like, in terms of her character and her personality. Yes, she doesn't talk about like her life, and she's very private. And that's for a reason, because that's not why she's chosen to be on the internet. She chose to be on the internet because of this brand. But if you're choosing to be online and saying, this is why I'm here, then show us your why. Show us why. What has brought you to this point? Share your story. Like, for me, stuff like women empowerment or anything where you're trying to make a change socially, I need a story.
Yeah,
I need to hear. I don't need to know every single detail.
Because if not, it just looks like you came out of nowhere randomly. Because maybe you're in a really good position in life, you feel like, oh, okay, yeah.
It's like that fraud woman, the fraud from Slack Nation, Mariam
not Mariam Musa. Oh my God,
not Musa. No. Sorry, Mariam Musa.
Hello,
Mariam Musa.
It was Mariam Mola.
Mola. That's it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
funny
she's
story.
Trying,
when I used to do Inspire London, we were almost going to get her as a speaker. Really? She was on the flyer and everything.
Wow.
And then when we started sending the flyer out, we then got so many people message. Oh no, be careful of her. She's this, she's that, she's that. So that's when I started to find out about her antics. Because she was also someone that, you know, looked like she was doing a female empowerment mental match platform.
Yes,
which is
I
like,
mental match.
Which is why I was so attracted to her. I thought, oh, this is what I want to do. I want to do mentoring. And then we just, that's when we found out, like, okay, no, it's a scam.
And that looked appealing to me, the mental match. I was like, this is, but then I also noticed that the people that she had as mentors were all white women as well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we already know her. And then now she's gone from this mental match thing to the Woman of the City magazine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's just right going from the
Spac Nation thing.
Yeah, like going from one scam to, and again, this is, again, I'm not saying that everyone's that extreme as she is, because obviously she's trying to actually scam people. That's different. But like, just the unauthenticity, like, okay, who, she uses her story of being in jail, you know, so it's okay, this is what, but
I'm
how you got there,
jail,
how you got there, it was by ripping people off, by,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
And then you continued.
So yeah, I mean, I'm not connecting with people's wires. I'm not connecting with, I don't hear enough stories these days. Like, I feel like years ago, you used to hear people's stories. You used to just hear, how,
but do you feel like, because now, it's, you know,
everyone's trying to put
people,
this,
everyone has an opinion nowadays as well. So, do you
feel
that's like
difficult
people
as well.
Are also quite reserved now to share that personal side to them because of how they feel that, you know, they might be perceived?
I think that is, could be a contributing
so
factor.
They're like, oh, I'm just going to share my best part. That's
no,
it.
But I think that's a contributing factor. But again, I feel like if you're choosing to do anything where you're trying to make any social impact, then you have to know what comes of it. The territory is that you, there's a side of you that is going to need to be vulnerable in order for this to work. Do you know what I mean? In order for you to make the impact you say you want to make, you can't just kind of ride on the coattails of other people's stories.
Yeah.
Like, the people that you're connecting with and stuff. You have to, there has to be a connection, like a genuine emotional connection with the people. So I understand the scarcity and I understand the fear of it, but you have to know what comes with that. And if that's a step you're choosing to take, you're going to have, I'm not saying it's easy to do, but you have to know that this is what comes of it and I'm going to do my best.
Because I'm thinking about the likes of, and these are people I think embody that female empowerment, like Nella Rose, for example.
Okay.
But even throughout her whole journey, it hasn't been easy.
No, it hasn't.
You know, the world or society in a sense has been against her at a certain point.
Yeah.
So is it, that's what I'm saying, like, some people might just be fearful of that or don't want to try and avoid going through that route of.
But I think there's a difference between people having opinions about people just nitpicking over things like her weight or like or she may have said something or tweeted something. There's a difference between that and then actually saying, "Hey, the world, this is my story."
Just because is it fear of backlash of people not agreeing with your story or saying you're lying?
It's not nothing to agree or disagree with. Yeah. It's just about because when I think about female empowerment, Nella Rose is a good example. Even how
she's
to
a
me,
great
the reason why she's a good example is not even about what people have said or people's opinions, but what she's overcome. Like, both her parents are dead.
Yeah.
The fact that she is still
an orphan.
The fact that she's able to push through and that she's got to the success that she has, even with, I'm sure, you know, battling mental health and all that kind of stuff. And then obviously you're going, you know, going through public opinions, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but then also you can think about people who are in other situations who... You know, people from America, people, I think straight away when they think about women empowerment, they think about people like Sarah Jakes. And to me, she's a good example, but I don't know if she relates to the everyday girl because she's Bishop T.D. Jakes' daughter.
Exactly.
So I think that
there's a lot of privilege.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. She has a story, which I think that some people can relate to. She literally got pregnant at 14 years old. You know what I mean? And that, you know, she got married at 19, got a divorce a couple years later. Mm. You know, so she has a story. She's gone through stuff that, you know, people can relate.
And the thing
to.
Is, people also shouldn't think that the story has to be some deep.
Because everyone's going to relate on different levels. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Not everyone's going to have the most traumatic story. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that, but it's the willingness to share. It's a willingness to share. Like, you know,
I can't stand cliques. I don't like when. Because you see through it.
Yeah.
You see through 100%. Girls that only want to be friends with certain girls because. They can afford it in an LV bag.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Yeah, because they have the latest weaves, because they work in banks and six-figure roles.
Mm-hmm.
You see through that and it's so inauthentic.
100%.
Mm. And I just want to see more realness. And maybe I'm just not looking in the right places because I'm sure they're out there.
Yeah.
But I'm just not seeing that, which is why I just say these days, female empowerment just makes me cringe a bit and it's mad because it never used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one thing I will say though is that what you're saying about people being, for me, as someone that wants to be quite authentic and vulnerable, sometimes I do think twice because no one shares anything these days about they only share the good things. It makes you feel like you're an oversharer when you are talking about your life and you do want to share. You feel like, am I saying too much? And you're really not, because you're sharing the things that you think are going to maybe help people, or just the fact that you're being vulnerable in general is, but you second guess yourself because you think no one else is doing this. Like, so am I maybe doing too much? Maybe should I just shut up and not say anything? So I think maybe there are a group of people that kind of feel like, okay, well, are the women out there, or who are the people out there that actually are going to be brave enough to get up and say, look, this is my life. I'm still not the person that's making six figures and that's wearing Louboutins on, or do you know what I mean? Or wearing Balenciaga. But I can say this is transparency moment. This is where I am. This is where I want to be. Or this is, you know, how I got through.
Yeah. That's why people oh my gosh, she came on our podcast.
Who's that?
Her name begins with A.
Azariah.
Okay. Because she's transparent.
She's just herself. Yeah.
And she, people might call her an oversharer, but she's being real.
I like her.
And that's why she's so relatable. Yeah, she's not trying to pretend to be something. She'll talk about being on 30 plus K salaries.
And in your 30s.
She's just
those
honest.
Yeah. And so I think those kind of people are very few and far between these days.
Yeah.
And it's weird because even though we have more of a platform to do that, it's happening less and less because I think people are using these platforms to only show, again, you know, one thing about social media is that it's just highlights. It's one thing I go on and make it like this, literally they're just
do you
highlights.
Think it's just a UK thing though?
I think,
because when I watch YouTube videos, right,
Americans,
I think
they're more open.
They're more open, especially around the journey, especially around like their pitfalls. They're an influencer, but you know, they were broke at the same time and they were trying to keep you know,
the UK.
UK people don't really
I'm not gonna lie, UK
that.
Are bad vibes. I'm not gonna lie to you. Lie. UK is bad vibes.
You know, it's London.
Yeah.
London and maybe UK, but London. we're a lot of image.
Yeah.
We care so much about image 100%. And how something looks and bad how, vibes. You know, how people perceive me.
Yeah.
That's what I've realized. Even when you go out to events, you see the vibe. Like, people are just not friendly.
Yeah.
In Jamaica, mate, someone will pull you, just start dancing. Yeah, like, exactly. Because people are just happy, they're free.
Yeah.
But everyone's doing image.
Everyone's
image.
Thinking about, they care too much about what people think.
Yeah.
I remember, what's his name, one time saying this. You know, the guy that owns, Mitei watches William Odosi.
Yeah.
And he was like, because he pretty much like lives in Ghana now.
Oh,
and
okay.
With his wife and stuff. And he was just like saying, it was like, UK are bad vibes. Like, you'll try to, when you're starting up your business and starting out, everyone has something to say.
Oh, and 100.
Yeah. And I think something happened. I can't remember if something happened if like, because he sells in like Macy's or one of those big stores now in America.
Amazing.
I think it's one of those big stores he still sells his watches in. And he was just talking about the difference between like, how Africa and America versus the UK, and how just the vibes of supporting, of like always having something to say, like, oh, you sure you should do this? Or no, I don't think this should. It's just that we're just different. So I do think you're right. I think that there's more of a people in other countries or other spaces are a bit more receptive to to hearing people's stories. They want the authenticity.
Yeah.
I don't think people really care for it here. They don't care for it. That's the honest truth. They want the look. They want the feel.
And it's too judgy as well.
Yeah, it's too judgy.
Oh yeah, people are very judgy.
100%. So it's a difficult space to be in. So I do rate people that have chosen to like say, okay, well, this is the way female empowerment is, you know, it's basically gone down the drain. But I'm gonna kind of
still
keep,
just have your way.
Yeah, I think of people like, I forgot her name, but she's the founder of hair oil. Emma.
What's the name of the brand again?
Plant Made.
Plant Made. Is that the actual name? Plant Made.
Okay.
Yeah, something. And like she sort of told her story about, I can't remember what happened, but some legal issues happened within that sense. Yeah.
She had to change the name.
She had to change it, start again.
So maybe it's Planted now.
Yeah,
okay. We'll find out. But it's just that level of transparency.
Yeah.
I mean, to be that vulnerable to talk about like your shortfalls in your business, something that was booming and then suddenly you've had to like take a step back.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people, that's too much. Yeah. They don't want to be seen as a failure.
Yeah.
And I think in other countries, I have to say like in America or, you know, some other countries, they're a bit more open about it because so many people have been sharing their stories so they don't feel alone.
Mm.
And again, it's all about, I think, it's all about sort of trying to help other people as well.
Yeah, I think naturally, just naturally, if you think about the way Americans are versus like British people, we're more conservative anyways.
Absolutely.
So I think a part of our, just the way we are, character personalities, is that we are going to be more reserved and a bit more like,
and this is the black community, right?
I'm talking about everyone. Yeah, like just all British people. That's because, you know what I mean? Like, I have American friends and they are out there. They are very open. That's just the way they naturally are. So I think we don't realize sometimes how that those kind of things seep into our everyday lives and the way we do things, the way we do our jobs, the way we, you know, approach our friendships. It's like we're just a very reserved people, even though it doesn't feel like it because we all have great, lively, bubbly personalities. But compared to them,
what I mean? Like, so, just simple things like you're walking on the road, you smile at someone in London. It's like,
honestly. Like, it's just bad vibes. Like,
good evening.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
How are you?
Exactly.
You know,
100%. So I think,
it's true.
But then also, I think I've said this before, which many of us don't do, and obviously we know why, but it's the lack of talking about something while you're in it. And sometimes, and like only saying, oh, this is what I've been through because now you're over it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wish I saw more. And I was saying to my friend, but I was saying, I can't say I wish it and I'm not doing anything. Do you know what I mean? But sometimes I do wish that I did see more people saying, especially within the community of women, because we go through so much of like literally just saying, do you know what? I'm going through this right now.
And
I'm figuring out how to navigate it. I know there's some things that I've done. This has worked and this hasn't worked for me. And I can say I'm still not fully out of it.
Mm.
But like, I think, because I know I'm probably not the only one that's going through this. Sometimes I've seen a few people do that.
Yeah.
And it's so refreshing. Mm. It's so, so refreshing because it's number one, it's the bravery. Number two is they're not thinking about just themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the core of anything that you're doing, like to empower people, is you can't think about, it's not about self.
Yeah.
And it's like we were saying in the last episode, it's like, you know, a lot of people feel think they're selfless until it gets to a certain point. Maybe. And they're like, no, let me read it in. I'm not, I don't want to be that selfless because I want people to think that I've got it all together. So it's a no from me. No. So I think, yeah, everybody has a limit, but I just do wish, like I said, ultimately for me, I don't like, if I see, I go on a page now or something or a website and it says, it has female part of me, I'm exiting.
Yeah, yeah, because really does,
I need to know what,
even,
you do, what purpose are you serving within the community of women, like
without actually stating,
this is what you do. Tell me what you do without telling me what you do. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I don't to me that's just a facade. It's just a, and then most of them, let's be honest, all they do is just put on events.
If you want to be real,
like they're just putting events. It's, do you know what I mean?
Like what are you,
what impact are you actually making in people's lives?
Which, that's why mentoring is one thing that I've just always loved the idea of, which is why I tried so hard to do it. But it can be quite difficult, especially when it's free.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But that's when you're making real impact because you are literally you are. What's the word? You are impacting their day-to-day lives. You are giving them advice for their day-to-day. You're actually having conversations one-on-one with individuals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You're not just putting on cute events, eating, all right, everyone go home, you know, but it's actually day-to-day 100%. Impact.
And that's one of the reasons why, because you guys know, I want to, you know, get back into the working with women and stuff like that.
Me
but
too.
I just want to, yeah, but I just want to re... That's why I've chosen to do, one of the reasons why I chose to do life coaching course.
Yeah,
because
amazing.
I want, not just like for me to be the person that's thing, like, you know, pouring into people, but then for people that are, for example, on my team that I can be trained in a certain way. So that's like, when we're encountering people, we know like there's actual impact being made. And it's not about me telling you how to live your life or anything like that. But even if it's something that I don't necessarily can't relate to because I haven't been through, there's at least some sort of knowledge I have about how to kind of, you know what I mean? Help you, help you through that. Whether it's giving you, like not giving you, but suggesting something else, like, okay, try this or try that or try this resource or that resource. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, okay, what resources do I really need to have in order for there to be impact made? Because it's not, events are cute and they're fun and it's nice for the pictures and the optics, but that's not what's gonna make a change. That's not what's gonna make an impact. And I think seeing my mum make such an impact one-to-one with people, a lot of women, I can't do any less than that. Like, if it's something I'm gonna choose to go into, I cannot do any less. I can't just be there looking pretty.
Yeah.
And it's easier these days because everything is about aesthetic.
Yeah.
So it's so easy for me to fall into that.
That we need to talk about 100%.
100%. Everything's about aesthetic. But like, and it's so easy to fall into that as a millennial. Do you know what I mean? It's just
like,
but
I know people
very
that won't,
more conscious.
And, yeah,
yeah, very too conscious. I know people that won't post certain things because, oh no, the aesthetic's not right.
Yeah.
You know, I need to have this, I need to have that aesthetic.
Yeah. And that's why, yeah, I'm
you're
just
in bondage. Like you're actually in bondage. Yeah. Like that's a bondage. They feel like you cannot be yourself because of who said an aesthetic is wrong or right?
Yeah.
Why does that even have to be an aesthetic?
Exactly.
Who started this?
And I was talking to Jen. I think it was you I was talking to about my tattoo. Because I was saying that was in the last episode. I was talking about how when I got my tattoo extended, when I was thinking about it, there was a part of me that didn't want to get it because I didn't feel like it fit into the aesthetic of a classy girl. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, okay,
but who defined that?
Who did like, you know what I mean? That whole clean girl, like rich look, whatever. And the fact that I'm doing something that means something to me, and I'm doing it for my own person. I don't have to explain it to anybody. If you don't like it or if it's not your preference, that's okay. It's my body. Do you know what I mean? And like that, to even have to question myself, like, oh, how are people gonna? It just makes you realize. Imagine Gen Z, how they're thinking. Because
do you know what I mean?
It's just as generations go on, it gets worse. So it's like, for me, I don't, and that's why I haven't done anything in so long in that area or that sector, because I'm like, I just want the authenticity and the impact to show. To me, it's impact over look. And that's one thing that I have to unlearn. All the things that I've tried to do just for the look of it, I'm like, no, Bianca, like, you're doing all that and you're spending money on events and doing it, but then if you're going to spend money, at least let there be some sort of impact. Do you know what I mean?
Like, a lot of people don't even know who they are anymore. They don't even know what they like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I fall into that. I've you know, almost fallen into that trap where I don't even know how to dress anymore. I don't know what you like.
I don't know what
you
like.
Yeah. Oh my God, I was going to say Ojo. To actually remind myself, oh shoot, it's Ojo now. But yeah, like, I don't actually, like, I've almost fallen into that trap because we want to engulfed. Fit into this mold that Instagram.
We all
want to
be liked.
We all want to be accepted. Yeah. We want to be like, oh, she's pretty. Oh, she's got the latest this.
But it's crazy because the people that don't fit into the narrative, the people that stand out to me the most. Like when I went to that Black Eats on Black Eats event a few weeks ago. It was like a market full of like black vendors.
And I
it was
saw
like,
that.
Yeah, no, it's good. It happens on a monthly basis, so we should
amazing,
go. Because it's like a lot of Jamaican Caribbean food, but outside bars, a DJ. And there were so many young people, I didn't expect it to be, but like most of the girls looked the same. But then there were some girls that were very like eccentric that were like, you know, and I was just like, you look amazing. Like, I just yeah, yourself. Because yeah, you're yourself. And then also, you know, which is another thing we spoke about in one of the last episodes is like the fact that you feel like you have to be this one thing. And I was saying to Jennifer, some days I want to look like Melissa's Wardrobe, and some other days I want to look like Erykah Badu.
That's me.
Just what I'm saying. That some days I like a good, very eccentric head wrap. And some days I'm like, no, I want I want clean girls. And other days it's, I want to look like a tomboy.
Yeah.
Like I want to.
That I actually really love is like Ankara dresses.
Yes.
Oh, Ankara. Yes. But no, but then I always have that impression that, oh no, it's going to make me look like an auntie. Oh no, you're going to look old. But like I've had comments where I've like, maybe when like, I love cohorts. That's another thing.
Yeah,
I love,
yes, yes.
Where like someone said, oh, it's giving old, it's giving auntie. But that's what I like. And then that's it actually made me conscious, like, the, so what, I have to show more skin to
everyone's going to end up looking the same.
And that's why, again, that's what. That's seeping into the community of women that, you know, there's just lack of authenticity. There's a lack of transparency. There's a lack of vulnerability. Because you're right. I think people are scared that, like, to be, if I'm myself and if I show the parts of me that will make an impact, that people are going to not like it. Those parts of me are going to be rejected.
Mm.
And that's just, it's a scary thing. But I think, it's a scary thought.
There's more freedom in being human.
I think that's why, like, TikTok has been really great for a lot of these influencers because they're able to show that side.
But when
them.
I do go on, it is good. Also, that's what I love. There's no aesthetic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is
a particular
TikTok where I see.
But
like,
most of it, you just see random people, hair scrunched up, like, do you know what? Today, I went to Tesco. And they're just like, I love you. You know what I mean? It's just.
I've seen hoodmed guys on there making. I'm just like, oh my God, this is so nice.
It's refreshing.
It's very refreshing.
Because Instagram, you don't get that. It's just one.
Everyone's just. Different. But like I love seeing, I know I keep doing my hood men, but you just don't expect them to have personality.
No, you
they're making the best.
And it's quite refreshing to see men talking.
Yeah.
I don't know, that sounds really like simple. Funny things, but like talking about funny things, all things, deep things. Like you don't see that on Instagram, you know, you don't see that on other social media apps. Twitter is like that's another place.
Oh.
So like, and TikTok to me is the most, in my opinion, the most authentic social media app.
I get those
ads. Yeah, 100%. But authentic, I mean, ladies, I mean, I know a lot of us care about. And another thing I think as well is like, we say, for example, I'm going to use a very steep example. I don't know if any of you guys watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, yeah?
I do.
And this season, Marlo has been getting on my nerves because she has been, you know, she's really been onto Candy and Kenya about certain things. And there's certain things that she'll say to them, like, you know, Kenya's obviously divorced, and she'll be like, you know, that's why your baby father didn't want you.
Aww.
I think one time Kenya was drunk and she was in the camera and she was like, you know, just messing around, like, I am the moment. And then Marlo out of nowhere was like, oh, but your baby daddy didn't think so.
She's trying to break,
like,
her down.
Yeah. But then literally 5 minutes later, Marlo's like, I love all of you women. You just, it's all about sisters lifting each other up. But I'm like, wait, what? Like, did you not just hear what you said 5 minutes ago?
Mm.
So, and I feel like that's a perfect example of women these days. It's like, we say we want the female empowerment, all that, but we gossip.
Mm.
Oh, did you see what that girl's wearing? Like, there are small things in our personalities, let's be honest, that if we check ourselves, that we need to do better at. We say we're for this, but really, when it comes to girls that we don't know, or girls that, like you said, don't fit into what we think they should look like, our idea of what a woman is, then we dismiss them.
True.
And that's something true. That I think that those, even if you're not going on, you're not on the scale of doing projects and initiatives, just your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that you say you support women, but are you really? Is it only the women that support? Exactly. Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
And it definitely requires
internal change. No, trust me. I'm saying that for me. 100%. 100%. So I think it's something for, there's a way for us to check ourselves on every level.
Yeah.
If you're not on that level of being exposed and having loads of followers or doing all these projects, it's just the everyday level. Your friendship groups, do you like, you know, your friendship, do you talk about one person to another friend within your friendship groups? You know what I mean? Like, do you, again, you see a girl's wearing shoes you don't like, or you see a girl that's with a really good looking guy. Ooh, oh, she's too good for him. Like, those kind of things.
Like, what happened to Snoop Dogg's daughter?
Yes. We spoke about this in the last episode. Okay. Snoop Dogg's daughter, it was her birthday, and basically she reposted something from her boyfriend, and basically social media went off, basically saying that he's only with you because he's a really good looking guy, like handsome. He's only with you because she's dark skinned. Because she's actually beautiful. Yeah. She's actually beautiful.
And the type of, I mean, I don't know who the guy is, but even his whole look, he's a light skinned guy.
Yes.
I don't know if he's tall or anything, but just seeing him, a lot of people wouldn't picture her with him, basically.
But you know what's so funny? I think also seeped into the whole women empowerment thing, which you've spoken about. Them?
Let me see.
I can't even see.
Yeah, that's them. So basically, they were like, and then, I mean, the pictures I saw her on social media, like, she looked beautiful. Mm. She's got beautiful, like, dark skin. And people basically commenting, like, she's only with you because you're Snoop Dogg's daughter.
Wow.
And I was like, if she was a light skinned girl who looked like Cardi B, no one would be saying all that. But I was going to say, quickly rounding up, another thing that I feel like seeps into women empowerment and how people could is pretty privilege.
100%.
Pretty privilege.
Oh. Yeah. Like, yes. If you are. If a woman,
that was the other thing, gotta be pretty.
Yeah, 100%. You got, if you're pretty, for example, if you're, when I say pretty privilege, as in not pretty or ugly, but if, for example, you have a certain aesthetic,
yes,
like you're light skinned, you have nice eye, like light eyes, you have curly hair, you're slim, for example, you're dressed in a certain way, and then you have another woman, for example, who's, I don't know, in a head wrap, she's size 14, she's, you know, she wears braces, etc. You look at those two women in front of you and both of them are doing the same thing, a lot of people are going to go for the light skin woman with the long hair. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And that's something, again, we have to check in ourselves. Like, are we projecting what we think a woman should look like into the way we live our lives? Because it's a lot.
Do you know what? I have a friend who, she's so successful, like, she's in the field of, like, writing and stuff. And she said to me, this was a couple of months ago, she was like, I'm not going to put my face out there because I know that I don't fit that.
That's so sad.
Image that a lot of people in my field do. And what she does, she's a writer, like, she's interviewed so many people, like famous people in fact, but she won't sort of put her face. I said, are you crazy? But then at the same time, I understood where she was coming from, you know, because that is just how society is.
They've kind of created an image to suit certain things, and it just shouldn't be like that.
And that's what I really love, what's her name, Cuppy.
DJ Copy
as well. She knows her privilege.
The shop of, like, why does she look like that? But mine is not more for her. She should look like so. I'm just like, she has money, so why is her hair like? Why is her wig lopsided?
No, I get that. It's like, at least look like someone's child.
Why is your?
But she owns it though. That's the thing. She owns it.
And no, she really.
But also, if you, I like the what I write about people. That is, like, just don't give a care what people think. Like,
and she literally doesn't.
I mean, I wouldn't leave my house on purpose with my wig lopsided, but, like, that's just because me, I have too much pride in this life. Do you know what I mean? But if that's what you want to do, be it, babes. Do, like, when I watched that reality show that they were on, and her house is
the
high pink, life.
She was living
in a 12-year-old house. Like, it's pink everywhere.
It's a pink penthouse.
That house, pink everywhere. Like, it's pink everywhere.
Oh, is it the one with Tony Tone and the other?
Yeah, it was that one. And I was like, this is actually you. And I love the fact that she's just unique, and she just envelopes herself in that uniqueness. She doesn't compromise it.
Yes.
And that's what we love. We absolutely love. Because
you don't have a lot of that. Everyone looks the same these days. Everyone wants to.
Especially like when her sisters I forgot the girl's name. The one that goes out with Mr. Easy. Her aesthetic is just very
simple,
you know,
tall, and for her. And I've come across so many videos on TikTok. Do you want to know how to look like you have money without having money? Wearing neutral colours. I'm like, I don't want to wear neutral colours all the time. You got a lot of videos like that on TikTok, that side of TikTok. They'll be like, wear neutral colours. And it's like, babe, because there are some rich people out there that have money that just be dressing like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Just what I'm saying. Like,
it's true. Don't
assume because you're looking rich, but then you have what in your bank account?
Exactly.
What's the point? Exactly. So it's a lot. But yeah, this female empowerment thing, I don't know. Again, we as She's in the Pod, we pride ourselves in being a safe space for millennial women because we just want to chat the things out and just be honest. Yeah, and just be real. Do you know what I mean?
And also for people to reciprocate that with us too, yeah. to feel like they could be honest with us 100% as well.
And if you are someone that calls your thing a female empowerment, that's, I think what our point is, if that's the case, then for it to be like, to walk the walk, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And not just talk the talk, basically. Yeah. And to make sure that you're focusing on impact over look, over performance.
Aesthetic.
And aesthetic. Because, yeah, we're in this world. At the end of the day, we're going to die one day. So we have to leave something here, whether it's in a smaller scale or a big scale. Yeah. And I don't want for people to just be like, oh, she looked nice, she dressed nice. That's not what I want people to say about me.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's about how you make people feel.
Exactly.
I saw one quote that people aren't going to remember how much money you had.
It's how you made them feel.
It's how you made them feel. 100%.
Yeah.
That is what people are going to remember.
Yeah. So, yeah, ladies, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
This was good.
This was refreshing.
Let us know your thoughts as well.
Let us know your thoughts.
Definitely would. Appreciate
on this female
that.
Empowerment, Real Housewives of Female Empowerment.
Yes,
that's a term. Right,
Real Housewives of Female Empowerment. And we will. I guess we're at the end of the season.
Oh
that's
my gosh,
it.
We are. But goodbye. Let us know goodbye. For now. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
It's time to go.
Comedy.
At the LinkedIn house, we'll be ready for you to go and
know the lyrics.
Oh,
the memories.
Honestly, have you guys seen the meme that's going around, like Little Miss this and Little Miss that?
Oh yeah, I love it.
I saw and I was like, this is so me. Little Miss stopped watching Disney Channel too late. I was watching Disney Channel in my early 20s, bro. I refused to let go of my childhood. At one point, I was like, Bianca, you got to stop now. I was watching Hannah Montana and like, I was 22. I do not care.
Those
were too funny. But make sure you follow Shade, you're live.
Make sure you follow us, like us, and leave us a 5-star rating. Yes. Also, if this is your first time listening to us, welcome.
Yes.
We have fun here. We are real here.
Yes.
Yeah, we just vibe. So thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we will see you next season five.
Keep your eyes pulled on our Instagram.
Yes.
For when we are going to come back.
Yes. Follow us on TikTok as well.
Yes.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye guys.
Bye.